The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. The Bhajan Jyota Sansara here on page 123. Oh, my giver, we are the sinners. Don't look through our papers. The boat is adrift. Take it across. Come, beloved, listen to the request. Listen to the request. True is your love. We have only your support. We are the dirty ones. Clean us. Clean us. The soul has to do your darshan, but she is embarrassed. O giver, you forgive. You are the forgiver. You are the forgiver. This is the call of a Ajayab. The heartstring is resounding. The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 123.
Chuta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. Chuta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai. Tere intezaar hai. Mere tata ji, gunegari asi sade, kagaza na polve, kagaza na polve. Mere tata ji, gunegari asi sade, kagaza na polve. Kagazana polve, pede mahandar hai, kara dehu par hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. Juta sahansar hai, chindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. Aao pyare, sune lo benti, sune lo benti. Aao pyare, sune lo benti. Sune lo benti, sach tere pyar hai, tere hi andar hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. Chuta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. Asi hamele, sanu jale kar de, ujit kalet kar de, kara sai. Sanu jale kar de, ujale kar de, kar nadi tar hai, ruha sham sar hai, aao kripal ji, intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. Chuta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai. To see Bakasho Data Ji, to see Bakashindho, to see Bakashindho, to see Bakasho Data Ji, to see Bakashindho, to see Bakashindho, Ajaiba Deepukar hai. Kada karahi tar hai, aao kirpal ji, tere intezaar hai, tere intezaar hai, chuta sahansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kirpal ji, tere intezaar hai. Tere intezaar hai.
O giver, you forgive. You are the forgiver. You are the forgiver. This is the call of Ajay. The heartstring is resounding. The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. Beginning tomorrow, there will be a 5-day meditation retreat celebrating Sant Ajay Singh's life. The retreat will begin with early morning meditation tomorrow, Monday, July 3rd, and run through Friday, July 7th. The retreat schedule will continue throughout the day on Saturday, July 8th, so guests who are staying for Sunday satsang can spend their time in meditation. Schedules of satsang and meditation times are available in the big house. On Monday morning, July 3rd, that's tomorrow, at the 9 a.m. satsang, the initiation instructions will be read. This is a review, not an initiation, and is presented for those dear ones who have already received the Sant-Mat initiation. Those who have only been initiated into the sound practice should wait at the big house until called and will be able to join the group for the second half of the instructions. Everyone should plan to arrive so we can begin promptly at 9 a.m. Two announcements specifically for local initiates. Those who plan to participate in any portion of the retreat and who will take some meals at the ashram are asked to please use the sign-up sheet at the big book table so we can count you in when preparing meals. And when driving in from outside, we request that you please use the school parking lots, leaving the spaces by the big house available for those who most need to park near the hall. Thank you. And one additional announcement. In remembrance of the 20th anniversary of Sanchi's physical departure, which is Thursday, July 6th, we will be opening the Darshan room in Master's house so that guests may experience the grace of this space as well as receive prasad. There are sign-up sheets available on clipboards under the tent. Each person will have a brief time in the room. Families and groups of people will have a little longer. Visits will take place on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday between 1:30 and 2:25 p.m. You must sign up in advance in order to visit. The sign-up sheets are near the bulletin board under the Langar tent. I want to begin today by reading a section, basically the last half of quite a long letter of Baba Sawan Singh, which is published in Spiritual Gems, although I am reading it from the July 1978 issue of Sant Bani magazine, where it was published. And this is this letter is one of the, in my opinion, one of the indispensable basic statements of St. Mark, and absolutely essential for complete understanding of the path. And I will pick it up about halfway through. Baba Sawan Singh throughout uses the term eye focus to mean what we often refer to as the third eye or the eye center. So he says, predestination versus free will. A will is free only so long as it is not acted. Once it acts, then that very act becomes binding on it. The second time it acts, it does not act as a free will, but as a calculating will, for it carries the experience of the first act with it. And a calculating will is not a free will, but a limited will. The very creations or acts of a free will work as limiting factors upon it and guide it in its future activity. So the more experiences one has, the more his will is guided and thus limited. And this is real predestination. There is thus no antagonism between predestination, fate, karma, and free will. We were free at one time. We acted, and then our acts became binding upon us. They curtailed our initial freedom. They now act upon us as unavoidable fate. Since our experiences have become complex and varied, these experiences now appear in us as joys and fears, hopes and desires, each of which in its turn molds or fashions our reason and intellect. Intellect, reason, and feeling, being what they have been fashioned to be, now determine our actions and make us choose the predestined course. Thus, the acts of one life determine the framework of the next life. Like farmers, we are now living on the crop we gathered last, while we are preparing the soil and putting in the seed of the new crop. Although we must undergo our fate, there being no escape from it, yet all is not lost if we use the little freedom we have in such a manner as to lead to our ultimate rescue. We wish this age-long wandering from life to come to an end. And so it will, if we choose the means of escape. The easiest, the safest, and in fact the only way out is association with the free. Saints are free by virtue of their practice of the sound current, and they come among us with one single mission, that of connecting us with the sound current and so making us free. And this is the only path of spiritual freedom. Facts versus theories. That which may be a fact to one man may not necessarily be a fact to another, and it will not become a fact to him until he has had a similar experience. Facts of Sant Mat are reproducible, like facts of any science, and can be demonstrated in the laboratory of Sant Mat. The laboratory of Sant Mat, as said before, is inside man. Anybody who enters this laboratory brings his scattered attention within himself at the eye focus, can see, feel, and realize what the saints say, and he can repeat the experiment as often as he likes. Sant Mat deals with facts only, not with theories or beliefs. It lays down a practical course for its devotees. It is practical through and through, and it can be executed by young or old, male or female, wise or simple-minded, while at the same time they are enjoying the fullness of home life. Life duties. Sant Mat is natural and hence rational. It expects its devotees to live a normal life and to do their duties better than others. Sluggards do not make any headway here or elsewhere. Santmat creates detachment in attachment, living in the world and yet not of the world. With mind under control, stimulated by a personal knowledge of other and better worlds, the disciple's viewpoint of life and of its duties and responsibilities changes. The life here actually becomes unreal, and its values are assessed accordingly. Things which others lay much stress upon become of little value to the disciple, and often that which others may consider valueless and even foolish may become of more value to the disciple than life itself. This is because he looks down upon life from a higher viewpoint. But this does not mean that anyone may neglect a real duty. Compared with life in the worlds above the eye focus, the life below the eye focus, our present condition, is no better than a dream. If people would go inside the focus and enter the upper worlds, they would become eternally happy. Empty talk would cease. They would contemplate the grand reality. So first you are to control your mind and rise within yourself to the eye focus, and the other man is to do the same within himself. When inside the eye focus, you and he have both cast off the material coverings, and matter is now no longer a hindrance in your study and upward march. Neither is it a hindrance in your communications with each other, while you are both above the eye focus. To do this, it is not necessary to leave home or country. Anybody who goes inside of his focus is independent of time and space, and he can, from his own experience, give guidance to another who has not reached so far. He who rises still higher and his access to other and higher worlds is capable of guiding others to those higher worlds. As in all branches of study, a student who occasionally meets his teacher and converses freely with him has a distinct advantage over one who takes only a correspondence course. The same is the case here in Santmat and the development on this path. But the beauty of it is that when you gain access to the inner light and the worlds of light within, the elements of time and distance so completely disappear that you stand face to face with your teacher and master, and he will always remain right there to instruct and to lead you as well as to strengthen you. You need not accept anything which does not appeal to you in books or even in my letters. You may leave aside for the time being the ultimate object of life and its how and why. You may start your inquiry from this end and then take as your objective the attack upon the eye focus. Reach that point as best you can by this or any other method. Draw up your own plans if you wish. Only make and execute some plan to reach that objective. Bring your plan into action. That is the main thing. And then if you find it does not work so well, come back to this plan. The main point is to reach the eye focus somehow. You will be dealing with your own attention. If you succeed in holding it inside of the focus, you have won the battle of life. You say in 8 weeks since your initiation you have made no progress. Santmat does not fix any time limit. Let us appreciate the situation. Ever since our birth, at which time we left the eye focus and came out of it, and established our connections with this world, we have not gone inside of it. Sometimes when we have a deep, intricate problem to solve, we close our eyes and try to think by holding all our attention in the eye center. We do it for a short time, but soon run out again because we have acquired the bad habit of always remaining away from the focus. Poets, painters, and musicians receive inspiration from this point. All great thinkers get their ideas clarified here. Whatever scientific progress the world has made has all been derived from this source. This focus, back of the eyes, is the fountain of all inspiration which has produced the world's masterpieces. And whatever further progress is to be made in the future, the source of information and inspiration will still be this point. Here is where divinity comes down to meet the struggling man. And what holds us outside this focus? Why does not everybody in the world rush with his utmost ability to enter this magic fountain of inspiration and wisdom? Because our attention has always been, and is yet, attached to our bodies, to our near relations, to our homes, to our countries, and to our pleasures, sometimes to our pains and sorrows. We have so much identified ourselves with these things that we have lost our identity. Unless now we start detaching ourselves from these outside connections, begin to develop the capacity to switch our attention on and off at will, we can make but little progress on the path. We are to reestablish our identity, to assert our supremacy over our minds and bodies. Mind must be made to work when we wish it to, and to remain motionless when we wish it to do so. We must become able to enter this body when we wish, to function in this world when necessary, and then to go out of it at will when we wish to function in another world. It is the attention which is to go inside and see. And so long as it is running outside, who is to see inside? If the owner of a house sits always outside of his house and complains that he cannot see what is going on inside, his complaint is not justified. This detaching the attention from the external connections is a slow affair. Habits become second nature. It takes time to form new habits. But slow and steady wins the race, and practice makes perfect. Follow your mind for a minute and see what keeps it away from its headquarters. Avoid whatever interferes and accept what helps in reaching your objective. I have already given you the saint's method based on long, long experience. If anyone is sure that he is on the right path, that if he takes but one step a day, he is still approaching his destination and is sure to get there someday, no matter how distant his destination may be. You will perhaps say, how am I to know that I am on the right path? I give you the means of proving it for yourself. Until you have proved it for yourself, you must, per necessity, accept something on faith. You would have to do the same if you were building a bridge. Lucky indeed is he who spends his short life in the Master's company. If a man is a true seeker, he should give himself up to the Satguru and drop all else. It has been said already how the attention of man is attached to all sorts of worldly relationships and things. There is hardly any attention left for the study of self and for seeking God. Look about you. Who has time for all the needs of his own soul? He should take time, but he thinks he cannot. His attention is so monopolized by trifles that he has no time for most vital concerns. A true seeker who gives undivided attention to the things of the Spirit is a rare bird, but men follow after that which they love best. A lover cannot be kept separated from his beloved, for he has given himself over to his beloved. His beloved is his life. The quoted passages only point to the ideal. A saint is lucky if he gets one or two genuine seekers during his whole lifetime. And I want to read article from Saint Bonnie Magazine, February 2000 issue, called A Wedding on Death Row, which basically a letter to me from Susie Moulton, which is the account of an execution of an initiate in Texas, which also includes a letter from the initiate who was executed. And Susie says, "Dear Russell G., Kim and I returned a day early from Texas, filled with the sweetness of Master's grace and Larry's embodiment of his love. Larry told me to tell you again that he sends you his love and thanks for coming last August. It meant so very much to him." And there's a footnote. Larry Robinson was in prison. His sister-in-law, Kim, learned about the path from him and became initiated. Larry was initiated in prison, and after 18 years on death row, he was executed on January 21st, 2000. And I had been there. I knew Larry pretty well. I had corresponded with him, and I had visited him more than once. And he was scheduled to be executed in August 1999. And I had gone there to be at his execution, and I had had several long talks with him at that time. And his execution was delayed because he had given an interview to a local newspaper in which he talked about how happy he was that he was going to be with his master. And this was published, and the powers that be in the prison system decided he wasn't in his right mind mentally, and maybe he shouldn't be executed. So it was the stay of execution went through, and we all went home. And then they changed their mind again, and he was finally executed on January 21st, 2000, which is what Susie went back and Kim, but I did not make the trip again. So that's why Susie is writing me about all this, because I had been there planning to have been present during the original execution. As I said, Larry had been 18 years on death row. We were able to have many satsang meditations with him on each day, either at the beginning or end of the day. His parents and family were having a very difficult time accepting that his life was coming to an end, but by Friday morning, with Master's grace and by Larry's supremely patient and loving example, they were resolved in hugging each other in a large group in front of his visiting cage. One of his family members requested we sing a bhajan, so Kim and I sang Satguru Sona Mera, which I had written on a scarf to avoid having to break the rules which would prohibit bringing in any papers. Larry had told me there were a few bhajans of which he was particularly fond, and had repeatedly referred to his execution as his wedding. So I thought a wedding bhajan was appropriate. As we started singing, Doris and Greg Matajets had just finished reading the initiation instructions to the other death row initiates. They said just as the inmates are about to begin meditating, they all heard the sweet bhajan floating across the room. Truly the master choreographer at work. For satsang, Greg read an excerpt about the master as the bridegroom of the initiate, and then we had a very peaceful meditation together before Larry was taken away. The execution itself was very peaceful, and the Master's presence was felt everywhere before and after. The chaplain said that Larry was very, very happy to be leaving. He meditated for about 45 minutes before he was led to the death chamber, and he happily leaped up onto the gurney before they had even gotten it ready for him. The chaplain commented that no one had ever seen anything like it before. His wedding was official at 6:16 p.m. when he joined his beloved. I can only say that Larry was even more of an inspiration this time than last. He was gifted with tremendous right understanding, and his grace and surrender touched everyone, particularly the chaplains and prison guards. When we were flying home, Kim and I smiled at a most extraordinary, sublime sunset that continued for over half an hour. We decided that this light show was the frosting on Sanchi and Larry's wedding cake. What follows is an open letter Larry wrote to his family and friends. I thought you might like to read it. In his holy name, much, much love to you, Susie Moulton. And this is Larry's letter. I should say, Larry was in prison, and while he was on death row, he had murdered 5 people. And he had done this all at once. It was went berserk. It was drug related, and it could be argued, and in other places and other states, it probably would have been argued that he was not really responsible because he was under the influence of drugs at the time. But Larry never felt that way, and he always took full responsibility for what he had done, and he never minded or objected. He was quite a guy. And I was enormously impressed with his sweetness, his absolute lack of bitterness, his love, and his ability to make the best of his surroundings, all of which will come across in the letter. And through him, a great many other death row inmates got initiated, which is really a very remarkable thing. And Sanchi was extremely pleased with all of this. He was totally supportive of because Doris and Greg Mathajes were the ones who actually did the initiating, and they worked with the inmates and held satsang for them and spent time with them and so forth. And I met most of them, in fact, I think basically all of them from one time or another, and was present at another execution of Leslie Gosch, who was also a very sweet guy whom I was very close to. Anyway, this is Larry's letter, dated January 21st, the day of his execution. Open letter from Larry Robinson, death row, Huntsville, Texas, on January 21st, 2000. Dear ones, if you are reading this, it means I'm gone. I wanted to write each of you a long personal letter, sharing my thoughts and feelings about what you've meant to me in this life. But most of you know what a poor correspondent and world-class procrastinator I am. And as my date of departure drew near and things like letter writing and other social interactions seemed less and less important, I came to realize that if I did not take time to sit down, collect my thoughts, and put them in writing, they'd probably be left unsaid. And since there are so many things in general that I wanted to share with you all, I decided to just put them in an open letter. First, I want to say that I love you all, more than words can express. It has been an honor and privilege doing time, in quotes, with all of you during this incarnation. Yes, we are all just doing time, as my friend Bo Lozoff has put it. Bo Lozoff, of course, was the founder of the Prison Project, which Ram Dass was also connected with, which did their best to bring spiritual teaching to prisoners all over the country, no matter which side of the bars we're on, doing time and space in this prison house of the body. And as creatures who are born into these bodies, we are all under the sentence of death. Just think of it. We're all prisoners and we're all under the sentence of death. A strangely comforting thought, since it makes us all equal. However, as I once replied when asked by a freelance correspondent what penitentiary life was like, I said, these places, prisons, are undoubtedly the severest testing grounds for the human spirit ever devised. But I think I also qualified that statement by allowing that all in all I had no complaints, because this particular place I have been living in was not as severe as it could have been. And at any rate, the lessons we have all come to learn can best be learned in whatever prison we happen to find ourselves in. Another observation I have always made to the dear ones outside these walls is that your prison cell may be a little more spacious than mine, but when freedom is your goal, size makes little difference, except that a smaller cell offers fewer distractions when seeking the escape hatch. So I have been fortunate in this respect and an even greater. To most people, perhaps it may appear that my life was an abject failure. I can hear them now. He had everything going for him and he threw it all away. And what a tragic waste of human potential. But appearances are deceiving more often than not. The truth of the matter is that except for the events associated with me coming to death row, I've led a fairly unremarkable life. I think it's safe to say that in this life, I left no bad thing undone and did nothing in general to commend myself to either God or man. In fact, there has only been one good thing that I ever did. That one thing was that I met Santa Jeb Singh Ji, a living master, a perfect saint who is God's representative on earth, who I recognized and received the holy initiation of Nam from. And it has been that thing which has made all the difference. Without it, all the good deeds in the world would have been for naught. Because of it, despite my countless transgressions, my life has been crowned with success. Yet I cannot claim credit for even that one thing, for it was all a gift by the grace of God. Through it, God used me to touch the lives of everyone who ever came into contact with me. I can never hope to repay this incredible gift. I can only be amazed and grateful that this is how the infinite power of God manifests itself, through unconditional love, mercy, and forgiveness. Of course, He is the supreme giver, and we are merely the receptacles. For such we were created. Yet here is a wonderful secret. Even as receptacles, we are given the opportunity to become co-givers and co-creators with the One. Through transforming our desire to receive for the self alone to the desire to receive for the sake of sharing with others, this is our true purpose: to become channels for the infinite light and love and discover the magic of selfless service. If we do not choose to be servants of the divine will, it is we who will be the losers. There is only one final piece of advice I can offer anyone in this world, and I share it freely with everyone, my family, my friends, every man, woman, and child, every sentient being in God's creation. If you haven't got the Guru, then get the Guru. The Guru is the only one who can liberate us at the moment of death, and he will not fail to rescue the dear ones who have come under his protection. If for some reason or other you cannot accept the Guru, don't worry. If you are reading this letter, that means you love me. And those who love an initiate of the perfect master also get the liberation. Now I'd like to share with you all words from the last bhajan of my beloved Satguru before he departed from this world of pain and suffering. Kripal has called me and I have to go. Do not weep, we have to go smiling. Now Ajaib has gone and the cage is empty. To that I would add, Amen, I go to be with him. He lifted his finger and said, It's time to go. I go gladly with a smile on my lips. Do not be sad, for now I am free. Be kind to one another, love one another, and very soon we'll all be free. For time is but an illusion in the infinite ocean of love. Remember the words I have said to you while I was still present with you in the flesh. They are from the heart, and our hearts are one. I love you all. Satguru Nath Maharaj Ki Jai. In his precious Naam, always, Larry. And I would like to make, you know, just a couple of comments about that. I'm going to shortly conclude the satsang by reading another excerpt from a letter of Sawan Singh. But I think, you know, it's very important to, it's like Larry says, from any point of view, his life would seem to be a complete and total failure. And yet from the point of view of the master, obviously listening to his letter, and if you knew him, which I did, and knew the effect that he had, I mean, the light that he brought into what has to be one of the most desolate and dreary and sad and hateful places in all the world, Death Row in Huntsville, Texas. You know, it's like if you know the Harry Potter books and you know about the Dementors, Death Row in Huntsville, Texas is like the Dementors' place, you know. All prisons are like that to some extent, and I've been in a lot of them over the years, one way or another. But Death Row in Huntsville is the bottom. Sanchi once said he visited in 1980. He visited an initiate in the same prison, only not Death Row. At that time, he didn't have any initiates on Death Row. But he did have an initiate in that prison. And when we got back afterwards, he said to me that the prison was not different than hell. And he explained, he went into detail, he compared. I mean, he was obviously speaking from first-hand knowledge of not just the prison, but also of hell. And Death Row is like that. You know, it's the absolute, total, complete humiliation and elimination of any trace of human dignity. And with the Master's grace and with his love, Larry was able to manifest that. And in that place, and the Master's love and grace shone through, and it affected a very large number of people in there. There were 9 or 10 initiates, I think they're all been executed now, but there were that many. I'm not absolutely positive, but I think there was something like that. But bear in mind, I have run across satsangis who are absolutely convinced that because no one has karma like them, that their karma is so bad, they are such bad people, they can't. No one could, they can't possibly make it on the path, this and that thing. I mean, if you study the life of someone like Larry, you can see what nonsense that is, you know. No one can have as bad karma as someone who has murdered 5 people. It isn't going to happen. I mean, you'd have to do the same, you know. I mean, this is what they call mass murder, you know. This is the pits as far as karma goes. And yet the Master's love can even overturn that. And if It is incredible to me, if we think about it, what is like the psalm says, you know, I make my bed in hell, and you are there, Psalm 139. No matter what, the love of the Master is there. If, as Master Kripal once said to me, if you let me, I'll go all along with you. You know, it's like if we insist on not seeing it, if we prevent ourselves from noticing that it's there, then it won't be there as far as we are concerned. But the fact is that it is there, and all we have to do is notice it, that it's there, and it will be there for us. So there's no one can, you know, Larry's karma had to be in the very top rank of bad karma as far as initiates goes. And yet it did not prevent him from a triumphant death. And the other thing I would mention is that, you know, Larry never left death row. He never went to India. He says, I met the guru and I got initiation from him, but he never met Sanchi physically. He never had darshan. He never, you know, nothing like that ever happened. Everything was within. And yet it was all he needed. And there he was in his prison cell, you know, treated like dirt by, you know, the prison authorities and all that, and aware of his own shortcomings and his own failures, and unable to ever get to India to be with the Master. And still, as Sawan Singh said in the letter, you know, the elements of time and space completely disappear, and we stand face to face with our Master. You know, it really, really happens. The path is the realest thing in the world. And it is so easy. We get it. We may even know that sometimes. We may even have reason to know that and be aware of it, and then we can forget it. I have sometimes past, at different times in my life, been able to almost completely forget, you know, things that the Master has shown me. Up till now, thank God, I've always remembered them again. But it's certainly possible to forget very completely. Anyway, I want to read a very remarkable letter of Sawan Singh. Not the whole letter, but the last two-thirds of it, which concludes with one of the most beautiful passages, which is, I think is totally relevant to what we've just been reading about Larry Robison and his experience. This letter is written to Mrs. Brock. Dr. and Mrs. Brock were the first initiates ever in the Western Hemisphere, as far as we know. They lived in Port Angeles, Washington, and were initiated in 1911 by a man named Ker Singh Sazlis, who was initiated by Baba Sawan Singh, and who was authorized. Sawan Singh authorized him to initiate the Brocks. Dr. Brock was a dentist. And Ker Singh was on the west coast of the United States and Canada. He was going back and forth. Port Angeles is right up on the Canadian border. He was there on business. I'm not sure exactly what. And he met the Brocks, and they were seekers. And he talked with them, and they were very interested. And it had never happened before. There had been no system of representatives or initiating apart from the Master's presence, as far as we know. It was a new thing. And Baba Sawan Singh authorized him to initiate the Brocks. And he did. And then the master authorized the Brock to be to initiate other people. Both Dr. and Mrs. Brock were authorized to do that. In the first part of the letter, which I'm not going to read, he talks about Mrs. Brock having initiated someone and says the work could not be entrusted to anyone else. Dr. Brock also initiated people. Now the Brocks, you know, they were not in prison, they did not murder anybody, and they were not on death row. But they also never met to India, and they never met the Master physically. Dr. Brock, at the very end of his life, did meet Master Kripal Singh in 1955 and wrote about it. And I have included what he wrote as one of the passages in the book that I have just finished writing, which includes a number of observations, or I call them reflections, of other people besides myself about meeting the Master Kripal. And he did. Mrs. Brock had left the body by that time, but that, I mean, they never met Salman Singh. And not only that, for the first 15 years or so, they never even knew what he looked like, because he never allowed any pictures to be taken of him until 1927, and they were initiated in 1911. And despite all that, they were, you know, representatives and did the, you know, initiated people and did the practices, and Salman Singh expected them to do well, and he, of course, wrote them long, beautiful, magnificent letters. Many of the letters in Spiritual Gems are to them. This letter is not in Spiritual Gems, but it could be. Okay, your statement that your husband and yourself, while traveling along the same path, have different experiences is correct. The karma of each is separate, and hence it is that while both are going the same way, yet the success and interruptions along the spiritual journey experienced by the one are different from those experienced by the other. This letter is dated, by the way, July 23rd, 1919. So it's 8 years after their initiation. Although much of your karma is similar to that of your husband, yet it cannot be so in its entirety, and hence the difference in the journey. Just as when the wife is ill, the husband is not necessarily, so the karma of each is different. I greatly appreciate that you do not dislike to keep aloof from society. As none befriends us except the holy sound and the guru, and as at the time of death no society can serve us, then why should we fall in love with societies and the things of this world? They were meant for our comfort, and so we should take service from them according to our need, but not make them idols of worship. True renunciation depends on the attitude of the mind. A man who, while living in the world and doing its work, keeps his mind free from it can be said to have renounced the world. And one who, living in solitude, has his mind full of worldly desires should be called a man of the world. Your desire to visit India is welcome, but what I wish is that you may have no need for your physical hands, feet, and body, but travel without feet, speak without tongue, see without eyes, and hear without ears, and while sitting indoors, visit not only India, but the whole of Brahmand. If you saw India with the physical frame, what use if you did not go beyond this world? If you reply that you want to come to India for seeing your guru, then it should be noted that the physical frame is not the real form of the guru. It is a mere dress he has put on in the world and will be put off here. The true form of a guru is holy sound, and in that form the guru permeates every hair on your body and is seated within you. When you will go behind the focus of the eyes, then the Guru will meet you in his radiant form. And when you reach Trikuti, the Guru shall accompany you in his sound form, even up to Sachkhand. Fly upwards upon the wings of faith and love, so that you may talk to him every day and be with him always. This will come gradually, so you need not despair. Perform your devotion regularly, and one day all these powers shall be yours, and you shall reach your true home. Yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. Now, you know, the true form of the Guru is holy sound, and in that form the Guru permeates every hair on your body and is seated within you. The physical frame is not the real form of the Guru. It is a mere dress he has put on in the world and will be put off here. And when the fact that the physical frame is put off has no effect whatsoever on the power of the real form of the Guru. Because you know, when all that Larry's experience, and you know, his the way in which he met his end time, all that, of course, was 2 years after Sanchi had left. As he makes reference, he's very aware, and yet had no effect whatsoever on the connection between him and his master. And it's like sometimes we limit, you know, we think that because this is different or that is different, that somehow the master can't work so completely or thoroughly. We have no idea, if we think that, we have no idea of the power of the master or what he can do. But remember that the real form of the master permeates every hair on our body and is with us always. And by, we reach him by going within to the eye focus. And there he is. And he's nowhere else. And that is ours.
ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਵੀ ਬੜੀ ਔਖੀ ਕਾਟੀ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਰ ਆਦਮੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ, ਹੱਥ ਨਾਲ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਟ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ, ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਬਣਿਆ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਢਾਲਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵੈਲੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਵੈਲੀ ਟੂ ਕ੍ਰੋਸ, ਐਂਡ ਫਾਰ ਕ੍ਰੋਸਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ one needs to cut his own hair with his own hands and present to the master. And when anybody is doing that, what master is giving to him? Master gives him the ready-made satnam. And those who are obeying the master and those who are living the life according to the instructions of master, they all get the ready-made satnam from him.
Bhagat doheli naam ki जस खंडे की तार जो डोले तो कट परे नेचले उतरे पार।
कबीर साहब कहंदे है जिस तरह सर्कस दे विच सर्कस ਦਾ ਖੇਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਤੁਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਰਦੇ ਆ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਿ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਟਿਕਾਇਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਅਗਰ ਧਿਆਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਡੋਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਫੌਰਨ ਉਹ ਤਲਵਾਰ ਪੈਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਬੈਠ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਥੱਲੇ ਸੱਟ ਵੀ ਲੱਗ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੇ ਮੈਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਫਿਕਸ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਕਨੀਓ ਮੂੰਹ ਮੋੜਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਭਜਨ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਕਦੇ ਨਾ, ਕਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਕਦੇ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, तो असी पार नहीं हो सकते। जो नेचल है जिन्हां दा इरादा पुख्ता है उही पार इस खंडे दी तार तो तर के अगे जाणगे।
कबीर साहब सेज दैट जस्ट एज इन द सर्कस द पीपल हु आर वाजिंग द पीपल हु वॉक ऑन द रोप आर ऑन द सोर्ड दे कैन डू दैट बिकॉज दे आर फिक्सिंग देयर होल अटेंशन ऑन दैट थिंग इफ दे आर नॉट पुटिंग देयर फुल अटेंशन देयर देयर आर मेनी चांसेस दैट ईदर दे विल फेल डाउन फ्रॉम दैट और दे कैन बी hurt from the sword if they are walking on the sword. In the same way, when we are coming in the field of the Santmat, we also need to put our whole attention fixed in our meditation. It is not good to meditate for a few days and after that giving that up and love the master for a few days and after that thinking ill about the masters and not loving him. This is not a good thing. Because it is not a good thing. Because in that way we will not be able to cross the ocean of life.
Kabir Guru ki bhagat ka man mein bahut hulaas man sa
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੜਫਤਾ ਬੜੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਿਆਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਫ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ ਗੱਲੀ ਗੱਲੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਦਾਸ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਾਸ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਾਸ ਬਣਨਾ ਬੜਾ ਔਖਾ ਹੈ
ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਡਿਟਰਮਾਈਨਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੈਵ ਦੈਟ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਓਬੇ ਦ ਕਮਾਂਡਮੈਂਟਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ But the mind is not letting them to do that. From outside they are saying that they are the das, servant of the master. But from inside, mind is not letting them to confess that and mind is not allowing them to do the meditation and obey the orders of the master.
Harsh badai dekh kare Bhagati kare samsara
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਿਆਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਫਲਾਣੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਣ ਨਾਲ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਐਸੀਆਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਔਰ ਜਦ ਕੋਈ ਹੀਣਤਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਰਗ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਜਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਧਨ ਦਾ ਘਾਟਾ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਵਪਾਰ ਦਾ ਘਾਟਾ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਉਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਿਰ ਉਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੁਕਸ ਨਿਕਾਲਣੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
Now Kabir Sahib says that only few souls have the real yearning and they are really fond of doing the devotion of Master. But most of the people, they practice the path and they come to the path of the devotion of Master looking at the other people. Because they see that the other people, those who are practicing the path, either they have very good position or in their worldly life they are having very easy and happy life. That's why they also come looking at their happiness and easiness. They also come to the path. And they start doing the devotion of Master. But because they don't have the real yearning and they are not really fond of doing the devotion of Master, that's why if any problem comes in their worldly life, if any difficulty comes, the first thing which they will do is start pointing out the faults in the Master and they will blame the Master that because we came to you, that's why this thing happened to us.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਗਰੀਬੀ ਅਮੀਰੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤੀ ਹਰ ਇਨਸਾਨ 6 ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਲਿਖਾ ਕੇ ਲਿਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਭੋਗਣੀਆਂ ਪੈਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਹੈਸ ਗਾਟ ਰਿਟਨ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਫੇਟ ਦ 6 ਥਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਹੈਸ ਟੂ ਸਫਰ ਔਰ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਐਟ ਐਨੀ ਕੋਸਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਪੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਰਿਚਨੈਸ ਐਂਡ ਪਾਵਰਟੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਹੈਲਥ ਐਂਡ ਡਿਜ਼ੀਜ਼
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਔਰ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਉਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰੀ ਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਬੰਧ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਦ ਰਿਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਸਪਿਰਚੁਅਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਪਿਰਚੁਅਲ ਥਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਵਰਕ ਇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਅਵਰ ਸੋਲ ਟੂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਆਲ we don't have any worldly relations with the masters.
Bhagatana Seni Muktaki Sant Chare Sabtaye Jin Jin Man Alas Kiya Janam Janam Pachataye.
Agar Pavitra Atman Guru Bhakti da pata lagya ki Guru Bhakti karke asi mukti prapt kar sakde hain, Sachkhand pahunch sakde hain, to santa ne ਅੱਗਾ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਿਆ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣ ਦੀ ਪਹਿਲ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਵੀ ਆਲਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਉਹ ਆਲਸ ਇੱਕ ਘੜੀ ਦਾ, ਦੋ ਘੜੀਆਂ ਦਾ, ਇਹ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਜਨਮ ਜਨਮ ਪਛਤਾਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now he says that if any pure soul came to know about the masters and if they come to realize that only by doing the meditation on Naam and taking initiation from the perfect master they can get the complete liberation and go back to Sachkhand, they didn't do any laziness. And as soon as they came to know about such a master, they came to him and they started doing the meditation. You can see from the life sketches of the Mahatmas and saints that whenever they got initiation from their masters, they didn't waste any time and they started doing meditation, leaving all the laziness. Because those who are lazy, they cannot make this path, they cannot practice this path in this life, as well as there is no question of doing this path in the other life.
ਆਲਸ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ? ਜਦ ਭਜਨ ਦਾ ਵਕਤ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਚੱਲ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਕਰ ਲਾਂਗੇ, ਸੁਬਹਾ ਕਰ ਲਾਂਗੇ, ਤੜਕੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਵਿਹਲਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਸੁਬਹਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਜੇ ਰਾਤ ਵੱਡੀ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਚੜ੍ਹਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਦਿਨੇ ਭਜਨ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਮਨ, ਨਾ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਦਾ ਧਰਮ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਅੜ ਕੇ ਖੜ ਜਾਵੇ।
ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਲੇਜ਼ੀਨੈਸ? ਦ ਫੀਲਿੰਗਸ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਥਾਟਸ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ, after a few hours I will do the meditation, before sleeping I will sit for 2 hours and I will not sleep until I have done the meditation, and when that time comes we say that tomorrow morning I will get up early and then I will do the meditation, and in the morning we think that today is day off and I don't have to go to the work, so all day I will sit for meditation and I can do a lot, so let me sleep now. So in that way we always procrastinate the meditation for the later hours, but we never realize that this is because of mind, and the mind who is not allowing us to meditate now, how can he allow us to meditate afterwards?
Jis man ne hun bhajan na ditta karan ditta oh ghante nu kehda karan dega, jinne ghante nu na karan ditta oh 4 ghante nu karan dena, kal nu nahi karan dena, oh hamesha tonu thodi plan nu agge hi paunda javega.
The mind who has not allowed us to do meditation just now, he will never allow us to do meditation after 1 hour or 4 hours, and one who has not allowed us to sit for meditation now, he will never allow us to sit for meditation tomorrow. He will always make us plan for the later hours, for the later days, and in that way we will do nothing.
Mere pita ji hamesha mainu misal de ke samjhaunde hunde si ke tu bachcha hai, tera ki haq hai bhakti karan da, aur main budda hai, saada haq hai bhakti karan da. Main onu bade pyar naal samjhaunda hunda si ga ke main ik din lakdiyan dekhiyan sigiyan jaldiyan, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਛੋਟੀਆਂ ਲੱਕੜੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਗ ਲੱਗੀ, ਵੱਡੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਗਰੋਂ ਲੱਗੀ ਸੀ। ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕੀ ਪਤਾ ਤੈਥੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੌਤ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਗਰ ਆਲਸ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਆਲਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਜਨਮ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾ ਪਛਤਾਉਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ।
ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਵੇਰੀਅਸ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲਸ, ਮਾਈ ਫਾਦਰ ਵੁੱਡ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਯੋਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਔਰ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਯੋਰ ਵਰਕ ਐਟ ਦਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਸਟਿਲ ਵੈਰੀ ਯੰਗ. This is our time to do the devotion of the God. But always he would tell me to give up that. But I replied him that yesterday I saw some firewood burning. And from that I learned the lesson that whenever fire is caught, it is first caught by the small firewoods, and after that the fire reaches to the big one. So in the same way, who knows that I will live in this world or I will be in the body for that much time till that fire comes to me if I am grown up. Who knows that whether I am going to die before you or like that. And if I had believed in him and if I had been the lazy, if I had been lazy according to his teachings, I would have been never able to practice this path and I would have achieved nothing.
Bhagati Bina
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਪ ਕਰੋ, ਤਪ ਕਰੋ, ਪੂਜਾ ਕਰੋ, ਪਾਠ ਕਰੋ, ਕੋਈ ਸਮਾਜ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਲ ਜਾਓ, ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਧਨ ਕਰ ਲਓ ਬਾਹਰ ਬਾਹਰ ਮੁਖੀ। ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਗੀ। ਮੁਕਤੀ ਉਦੋਂ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਊਗੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਲਓਗੇ, ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚੋਗੇ।
ਨਾਓ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਡੂ ਐਨੀ ਰੈਪੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ, ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਐਨੀ ਆਸਟੇਰਿਟੀਜ਼, ਡੂ ਐਨੀ ਟਾਈਪਸ ਆਫ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਐਨੀ ਟਾਈਪਸ ਆਫ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ, but doing all this outward rites and rituals and practices, you cannot get the liberation and you cannot get the real peace. You can be fully liberated and you can get the everlasting peace only then when you will take your soul up to your real home, and when you will take your soul to the real home, Sachkhand, only then your soul will get complete liberation.
ਜਬ ਲਗਨਾਤਾ ਜਗਤ ਕਾ ਤਬ ਲਗ ਭਗਤ ਨ ਹੋਏ, ਨਾਤ ਤੋੜ ਹਰ ਕੋ ਭਜੈ, ਭਗਤ ਕਹਾਵੈ ਸੋਏ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਜਗਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਗਤੀ 'ਚ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਮੋਹ ਤੋੜ ਕੇ, ਪਿਆਰ ਤੋੜ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸਮਾਜ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਮਾਜ ਬਣਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਨਾ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਅਵਰ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਵਿਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ, ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀਜ਼ ਔਰ ਐਨੀ ਗਰੁੱਪਸ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਿੰਗ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਫੁੱਲ ਲਵ ਫਾਰ ਦੀ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ, ਐਂਡ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਦੀ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ or the love for the society or the family or community in which we are living and join our relation or join our attachment with the master, we cannot succeed.
ਜਾਤੀ ਪਾਤੀ ਦੇ ਬੰਧਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਜਾਤੀ ਪਾਤੀ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਬੰਧਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਸ ਸਮਾਜ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਕੜੇ ਹੋਏ ਸਨ।
I know about the attachment which people have because of their caste or because of their group or their status. I was not affected by the religion or by the sect in which I was born, but the society in which I was born and the family, because my father was very much attached to all this caste and matter of creed, and that's why he was always disturbing me.
ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਖੂਹਾਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਸ 'ਚੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਕੱਢਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਸੀ, ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਡੋਲ ਸੀ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਔਰ ਬਲਦ ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਗੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਨਾਲਾਂ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਲੱਗੀਆਂ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਚੂੜਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਚਮਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਈ ਕੌਮਾਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਸੀਗੀਆਂ। ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ, ਮੈਂ ਬਾਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਰਾਜ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੱਕੇ ਕੂਏ 'ਚੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ, ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਬੰਦਾ ਕੱਢਦਾ, ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਬੈਲ ਖਿੱਚਦੇ ਹੈ, ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਪਾਣੀ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਨੌਕਰ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਨੌਕਰ ਨੇ ਘਰੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੇ 400 ਰੁਪਇਆ ਲਗਾਇਆ, ਪੰਡਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦਿਆ, ਔਰ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਇਤਨੇ ਪੈਸੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਰੱਖੋ, ਇਤਨੇ ਇੰਨੇ ਦਿਓ, ਫਿਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਸੁੱਚਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ। ਔਰ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੁੱਚਾ ਵੀ ਬੜਾ ਅਜੀਬ ਢੰਗ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ, ਸਿਰਫ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਣੀ ਗੰਗਾ ਦਾ ਪਿਆ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਔਰ ਗੰਗਾ 1500 ਮੀਲ ਲੰਮੀ ਵਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਗੰਗਾ 1500 ਮੀਲ ਲੰਮੀ ਵਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੋਕ ਟੱਟੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੱਥ ਵੀ ਧੋਂਦੇ ਆ, ਪਸ਼ੂ ਵੀ ਵੜਦੇ ਆ, ਔਰ ਖੇਤਾਂ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੁੱਚਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ? ਲੇਕਿਨ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਕੋਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹਨੇ ਇਤਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਪਰੰਪਰਾ ਚੱਲੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਮਾਜ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਪਈ ਸੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਤੀ ਪਾਤੀ ਦੇ ਬੰਧਨ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ 'ਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ।
There was one main drain or one main pipe through which the water was coming out from the well, and there was only one bullock who would take out that water. But after that, that pipe was divided in many other pipes, and from certain pipe only the farmers were allowed to take the water, from certain pipe only the people of low caste were allowed to take water, and from certain pipe only the Muslim people were allowed to take the water. And because our village was like having many types of people of many religions, That's why everybody would come and take water from the same place. But the people of other religions were not taking the water from the pipe of the other religions, because they were considering that in that way the water becomes impure. But I always had the curiosity that why the Hindu people are not taking the water from the pipes from which the Muslim people are taking. So one day I wanted to know, and so I tasted the water of one Muslim man. And when my father came to know about that, he got very upset with me and he told me that now you are impure, and he didn't allow me to come in the house until I was purified by one Pandit. And I know that how much money my father spent in order to purify me. And the method of purification which the Pandit used was very strange. And he brought some water from the holy, so-called holy river Ganges, and he sprinkled some few drops of that water on my face, and he said that now you are pure. So I asked him the question that how I can be pure, how can I be pure by only these few drops of the water which you are said that these are holy, these are from the holy river, because I know that river Ganges is 1500 miles long, and everywhere people are going and washing in that, they go and bathe and they even urinate in that. So how you can say that that is the pure water? But he didn't have any reply or correct answer for that. He said that this is a traditional thing and I'm doing that. So the attachment of the caste or the attachment of the society in which people live is very difficult.
ਔਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਵੀ ਲੋਕ ਇਲਾਜ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਘਰੇ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਾਜ ਤੋਂ ਡਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਲਿਆ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰਾਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਵੇ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਰਾਧਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਬੀਬੀ ਰੁਕੋ ਜੋ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਕਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਚਿਰ ਬਾਅਦ ਕੋਠੇ 'ਤੇ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਲਿਖੇ ਹੋਏ ਭਜਨ ਬੋਲਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਹਟਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਸੀ, 5 ਮਿੰਟਾਂ 'ਚ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਲੋਕ ਇਲਾਜ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਲਾਜ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਬੜੀ ਰੁਕਾਵਟ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਅਲਾਟ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੀ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਸ਼ੇਮ। ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਵਿਲੇਜ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਦਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਥਿੰਕ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ he has now become Radha Swami and he is no more Sikh. So because he was afraid of them, he brought Guru Granth Sahib and requested Baba Jamal Singh to comment on the writings of Guru Granth Sahib rather than to comment on the Bani writing of Swami Ji Maharaj. But Bibi Rukko, who always used to make food for Baba Jamal Singh, she sang the hymns from the writings of Swami Ji Maharaj. And when Baba Savan Singh heard that Bibi Rukku was singing the hymns of Swamiji Maharaj very loud, without caring about anybody, he also became free from the worldly shame, and then he realized that all these things are just useless and they doesn't have any meaning. But still, this thing is very difficult, and this is also one of the main obstacles in this path. For the new people, it is very difficult to give up the attachment of the society in which they live.
Samaj aisi rukawat hai, utthe mere paas kai Sikh ਸਮਾਜ ਦੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਦਿਓ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਾ ਲੱਗੇ। ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਕੋਈ ਬਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਤਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਨੀਗਾ, ਨਾਮ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਉਣਾ, ਬਾਹਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਣਾ।
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਿੱਖ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਅਦਰ ਬ੍ਰਦਰਸ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟ ਮੀ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ in separate rooms so that other people may not know that we have accepted this and we have come on this path. So I tell them that it doesn't matter with me, I will give you initiation in the hidden room, in separate room, but the naam which I will put in you is not always going to remain in your within. Definitely one day it will come out and people will come to know that you are doing this.
Isse tarah sade ashram de vich paagson premi rehnda hai, usne odo turt hi sikhan da ਮਿਸ਼ਨ ਧਾਰਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ, ਕਿਰਪਾਨ ਪਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਸੀ, ਕਛਹਿਰਾ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਨਾਮ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਲੈ ਲੈਣਾ ਪਰ ਇਸ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਚਿੰਨ੍ਹ ਹੈ ਸਮਾਜ ਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਲਾਹੂੰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ। ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੁਹਾਏ ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇਊਂਗਾ ਅਗਰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਤੂੰ ਚੰਗੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਤਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਰੱਖ ਲਈ, ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਐਸੀ ਹੋਈ ਜਦ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹਨੇ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਚਿੰਨ ਸੀ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਿਆ ਔਰ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਚ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ।
ਔਰ ਡੀਅਰ ਸੇਵਾਦਾਰ ਨੇਮ ਭਾਗ ਸਿੰਘ, ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਨਿੰਗ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਫਰੈਸ਼ ਸਿੱਖ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਫਾਇਰ ਸੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਸਾਇੰਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸਿੱਖ ਪੀਪਲ ਯੂਜ਼ਲੀ ਵੇਅਰ। ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਸੋਲਡ, ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਟਾਈਪ ਆਫ ਅੰਡਰਵੇਅਰ, ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਬ੍ਰੇਸਟ ਵੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਰਾਈਟ ਹੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਲੌਂਗ hair, beard and turban and having all the signs which the Sikh people have. So he requested me that I will take it, he told me that I will take initiation but I can't leave this, all the signs, because these are all new things to me and if I will suddenly change this, people will think very bad about me, so I don't want to do that. So I told him that I never tell anybody to give up their outward signs or anything, but the thing which I will give you, if you find this thing much better than these outward things, then you should remove this. If you don't find that things better than this, then it's all right, you can wear these things also. And after taking initiation, when he realized that the thing which I gave him was much better than the things which he was having, he removed all that signs and he didn't even go back to his home. And since that time, he is living in the ashram and he has devoted his whole life to the ashram.
Our closing bhajan is on page 193. Ru Malik Tohi Dur. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body and you must meet the beloved. Again and again I remembered my meetings with my beloved. My heart suffers when the separation happens. The garment of the soul has to be dyed in the Naam. You came, promising that you would meditate on Naam. After coming into this world, you forgot. Don't forget, O soul, you have to please the Beloved. For a long time you have been separated from the All-Owner and are far away from Him. Now, without the true Satguru, you are wandering from door to door. Get your faults forgiven if you want to please the Beloved. If I meet gracious Beloved Kripal, he will give his support to me, the drowning one. O Ajaib, you have to make your soul meet her true separated Beloved. The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body and you must meet the Beloved. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 193.
Rumalik ton hui dura inu samjonani ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੋਨਾਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਚਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੋਨ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੁਰ ਮੁਰ ਯਾਦ ਪਿਆ ਮਿਲਾ ਨਦੀਆ ਆਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਖਦ ਹੋਏ ਜੇ ਪੈਨਾ ਜੁਟਾਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੁਰ ਮੁਰ ਯਾਦ ਪਿਆ ਮਿਲਾ ਨਦੀਆ ਆਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਖਦ ਹੋਏ ਜੇ ਪੈਨਾ ਜੁਟਾਇਆ ਨੀ ਮੇਰੀ ਰੂਡ ਚੋਲ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਵੀ ਚਰਗੋਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੋਨਾਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੋਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੇਦ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਾਨ ਦ ਆਈ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਆਖੇ ਯਾਦ ਬੁਲਾਈ ਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੇਦ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਾਨ ਦ ਆਈਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਆਖੇ ਯਾਦ ਬੁਲਾਈ ਨੀ ਕਿਤੇ ਬੋਲ ਨ ਜਾਵੀ ਰੂਹੇ ਖਾਂਤਾ ਮਨੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਲੀਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਖਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਲੀਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਨਾਨੀ ਤੂੰ ਕੁਲ ਮਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਵਿਚੇਰੀ ਚਿਰ ਦੀ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਚੇ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਾਜੋ ਡਰ ਡਰ ਫਿਰ ਦੀ ਤੂੰ ਕੁਲ ਮਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਵਿਚੇਰੀ ਚਿਰ ਦੀ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਚੇ ਸਤ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਾਜੋ ਡਰ ਡਰ ਫਿਰ ਦੀ ਤੂੰ ਭੂਲ ਲੈ ਬਖਸ਼ ਚਿਕਾਂਤਰ ਜੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਲੀਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਲੀਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਣ ਜੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲ ਪਿਆਰਾਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤੁਬਦੀ ਨੁਆ ਦੇਵੇ ਆਨਾ ਸਹਾਰਾਨੀ ਜੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦਿਆਲ ਪਿਆਰਾਨੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੁਬਦੀ ਨੁਆ ਦੇਵੇ ਆਨਾ ਸਹਾਰਾਨੀ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਦਿਰੂਡ ਸੱਚ ਵਿਚੇੜੀਆ ਖਾਂਤ ਮਿਲੋਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਲੀਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਨਾਨੀ ਰੁਮਾਲਿਕ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਸਮਝੋ ਨਾਨੀ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਲੀਆ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਾਮ ਕਾਂਤ ਨੂੰ ਪੌਨਾਨੀ
The soul has gone far away from the Lord. She has to be shown. Now you have the human body. And you must meet the Beloved. May God bless us all.